It's great, Oisin. Obviously, you know, on the back of the lockdown, everybody was really looking forward to the day that football recommenced, and you know, it's right upon us now, and we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, the players have come back in decent condition, and we've worked extremely hard over the last couple of weeks. But you know, the games are now starting to come thick and fast, and that's what we all always wanted. You know, it was a difficult period for everyone. But now that the games are here, it's something we have to embrace and something we have to really look forward to. So we're all delighted. It's going to be different. We know supporters, but ultimately it's about getting on the pitch and being competitive and trying to get 3 points on a Friday again.
Yeah, you mentioned the games are coming thick and fast. Obviously, you need a strong squad around you to deal with that situation when there is so many games in a short period of time. Declan, you've added a few new faces over the last couple of weeks. I think 4 new signings, is it, in 10 days, and 2 guys this week. Maybe you might tell us a wee bit more about them.
Yeah, well, listen, I think one of the first ones we wanted to get done was Stephen Mallon, extending his loan deal. So that was a big plus for us getting him done. We've actually kept another 5 then. So Joe Thompson came in from Dunfermline. Joe's a very talented midfield player, box-to-box type. So again, Joe's been in a lot for a few weeks, and he'll be a great addition to us. He's here for this year and next year. So Joe's been brilliant since he's come in. We've also had a good signing in Adam Hamill. Adam's had a fantastic career, having known him at Dunfermline when he came up to us, myself and Stephen Kenny, on loan. He came up from Liverpool, and Adam's went on to have a fantastic career. And he's just getting up to speed at the minute. Obviously, you know, everybody's at different levels in terms of their fitness. We brought James Akintunde in. He's previously been at Chester, a very attack-minded player, a strong, direct type of player that can play anywhere across the front three. We've brought Ibrahim Mite in today, who's again another very powerful, strong boy, willing to work hard for the team. He was at Cardiff, you know, he was at Crawley recently, and went out to Bulgaria just before the pandemic, and obviously that ended his spell out there when he came home. So we're delighted to get him in as well today. And we brought Jake Dunwoody, under 21 international for Northern Ireland, who's been training with Stoke's first team. Big, powerful boy, very aggressive in his play again, but also very technical. So delighted with the guys that we've brought in. And as I say, Stevie Mallon signing an extension to his loan has been a big plus for us too. But just great to fill the squad again. And competition for places is going to be key because, as I say, you know, these games, you're now allowed to make 5 subs, Oisin, and that's going to be key, in my opinion, as well, in terms of the freshness of the players and being able to make a like-for-like change is key to us because, you know, the players have had such a long layoff that, you know, this is going to be a big, high-impact games, and, you know, we're going to be able to use our full squad.
Yeah, is it a worry? Is injuries a worry? I know injuries are a worry all the time, Declan, but more so now given the circumstances.
I think so. I think it's something we've got to be careful of. We've had a good chat with our medical team here at Derry City, and, you know, it's something that we certainly have to keep an eye out for. With a 17 to 20-week season, I think it's key that you maintain that your players are always available. Like, if you come out with a muscle injury now, you're potentially looking between 4 and 8 weeks. That's literally half of the campaign. So it's key that we don't pick up too many injuries or too many little niggles. And, you know, we have to manage the minutes of players, and we have to make sure that we have like-for-like to come back in again. But the one thing I will say is we're all at different levels of fitness, which I'm sure will be right throughout the league. You know, there's players here who's been training for a number of weeks. Some of the guys that we brought in, I'll need to get up to speed very quickly. You know, the likes of Jake has come in today. Don't worry, he's been training away at Stoke. So there's a few guys at different levels, and we got to manage that moving forward with the injury situation.
Yeah, and all the clubs are sort of on the same boat, so they are, Declan. Does it make things more of an even playing field now between all the sides in the Premier Division?
Well, I think the nature of the way the league's going to be, I think it is going to be an even playing field. I think you'll find a lot of teams are, you know, in normal circumstances at times might be quite content to sit on away from home and take a point. I think now every point's going to be key. I think, you know, there's going to be games where you've got to really go for it. And as I say, having those options off the bench and having a quality squad, in my opinion, is going to be key. So we're delighted with the work that we've done. Again, we're always on the lookout for more players, but at the minute, I'm very happy with what we have here at the minute.
Yeah. What sort of test then are you going to expect come Friday night against Sligo Rovers?
Very difficult. You know, you only have to look at the situation down in Sligo, and, you know, they'll be coming here and they'll be really trying to get off the mark. They'll feel that they can come to the Brandywell. They don't have the noise of the crowd. They can contend with. You know, when an away team comes here, we always tend to try and get the crowd on our side and intimidate the opposition. But that's not going to be the case anymore. And, you know, I think everybody will go away from home, no matter where it is or who it is, and feel confident that they can get results. And I'm sure, you know, Sligo will be coming here and they'll be thinking and fancying their chances. But we've got to be ready for that. We've got to understand that, you know, our game plan is key, and we've got to take care of ourselves and make sure we perform to the best of our ability.
Yeah. How are you going to deal with the strangeness of not having an atmosphere there from the home support, Declan?
It certainly is going to be, it's going to be difficult for us, but ultimately, Oisin, the one thing that we do, which is on our side, is we train in the Brandywell every day. You know, we understand the feel of the place when it's empty. We train there, and we have been training there for a number of weeks. And, you know, we're used to it. We know every inch of the ground. We know what it's like when there's no one in the stadium. But for us personally, you know, we're under no illusions. Our supporters are going to be sitting at home. They're going to be looking at the games. The streaming service is a brilliant facility for the league, in my opinion. It'll still provide an ability for the, you know, our supporters and our families to sit at home and really drive us on, knowing that they're there watching on. You know, we mightn't have the noise, but we'll know we'll have the people behind us right throughout the city.
Yeah, okay. How much can you look into the start of the campaign, Declan? Finally, just because you played four matches, you lost two, you won one and drew one. Is there anything there that you can take from it now coming into the resumption, given that there was such a big gap?
Well, to be honest, if we analyse the four games that we played, we went to Dundalk and really took Dundalk on in a football match. You know, we conceded in the 85th minute from one of our defenders slipping at a corner. And Dundalk are the best in the league at set pieces, and you have to give them credit. They took the points that night where it was harsh on us. We then came home to Bohemians and Van Harps, two games in quick succession. We came from behind in horrendous conditions against Van Harps and showed terrific character. The comebacks going late on in the game. So that was a big plus for us, not giving in. Also, turning Bohemians over at home was something we never done last year. And the last one before the break, you know, we were quite comfortable in Waterford. And to be fair to Waterford, under Alan Reynolds, they've scored two absolute worldies from 25 yards out under the top corner in the last minute of the first half and the last minute of injury time in the second half. So that was a hard one to take. But, you know, we're still taking a lot of positives out of the four games that we played. We are four games in. After five games last year, we had 7 points. We're sitting on four at the minute, so haven't played four. So if we can get 3 points on Friday night, we'll be exactly where we were this time last year.
Okay, Declan, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck with the resumption of the league.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.